السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is, O Allah, honor us. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most majestic, the most noble. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah. That He is the uniquely one. That He has no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that our leader and our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the perfect example of ubudiyya or servanthood unto Allah, and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed He states, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. And indeed, Allah is the all-knowing and the all-acquainted. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O you who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has often referred to Himself by various names in the Qur'an. And each of these names are pointers in turn to the attributes that He possesses. And so these names themselves entail that we reflect on them, because these names are intended to bring out aspects of those names and attributes in us. And from the greatest of these names is Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the one who possesses majesty, Jalal, and the one who possesses Ikram, honor. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor and distributor of these attributes of magnificent majesty and noble honor. And this is indeed from the greatest of His names. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often ends His various verses by this combination. And indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw a man making supplication who entered and did the prayer, and at the end he made the supplication. And in his supplication he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by various names, and then he ended by saying these names, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, I swear by Him in whose hands is my soul, He has called Allah by His most noblest of names, by which when called upon He answers, and when requested of He grants. In similar manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he himself would finish his prayers, would seek forgiveness or make istighfar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala three times, after which he would say, Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. He would say, O Allah, You are all peace, and from You is all peace, and You are blessed, tabarakta. Then he would end by saying, dhal jalali wal ikram, the possessor of Jalal, this majesty, and Ikram, this honor. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would often end, or frequently end, his du'as with this beautiful name. And in fact, he himself told us that we should supplicate frequently by this name, by saying, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. And so we should reflect. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Himself and through His Messenger, encourage us to call this name? Because the seeking of honor and the seeking of majesty can only come by those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows this upon. And that's why we find in the Qur'an a myriad number of people and things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to bestow honor upon. From them are the angels, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as being ibadun mukramun, honored servants. Elsewhere from them, he also says, Kiramim Bararah. He says that they are noble and beautiful and dutiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also honors the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innahu la Quranun Kareem. Indeed, it is a noble Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors the suhuf, the scrolls from which the Quran is contained. So he says, Fi suhufim mukarramah. He said, these are noble scrolls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors his messenger. He says, Innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. Indeed, it, the Quran, is the word of rasulin kareem, a noble messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, has ennobled mankind itself. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. He has honored mankind itself because all human beings partake of this great meanings that they are given. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. But he said, the most honored of this mankind are those who most establish their taqwa, which is nothing but realizing the reality of who they are. Because through taqwa, they attain this heart. And through this heart, they come to realize who they are and who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored mankind, but has told us through pointers that that honor lies in you realizing what is it that makes you honorable. And when a man is forgetful of his own reality, then he loses his honor. And so that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often point people back to the way of taqwa. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mirroring this Quranic ayah that I just recited, when he was asked by a narration on the authority of Abu Huraira, he was asked, who are the most honorable of people? He said, akramuhum indallahi atqahum. He said, the most noble of them or honored of them with Allah are the ones who have the most taqwa. And that's why he time and time again would point to the way of attaining this taqwa. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, someone who perfects their wudu, someone who perfects their honoring of their salah, then such people are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring those who honor him and his commandments. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. So someone who shows ihsan to Allah's command becomes a person who's mirroring ihsan to every facet of creation. And so you find the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored and from taqwa is that they have bir lil walidain. They are honorable and respectful towards their parents. They have rahmah for their children, for the young, but rahmah for what? Al-alameen, because this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except as a rahmah to entirety of the universe. And so these people have entered into this rahmah, and so from the signs of their being ennobled and honored is that they are becoming people of rahmah. Likewise, you find some people, they often make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either through their states or through their hal, lisanul hal, ablaghulum min lisanil maqal, that the tongue of someone's state is often more eloquent than the tongue of their words. And so this eloquence makes them supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so these people are people who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters them into the abode of His love. And because He loves them, they love Him. And so that's why one of the signs of honor is that we honor those who Allah loves. When we find someone who has memorized the Quran, we find someone of those who honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we honor them. And from this honoring of those who Allah has honored is those who Allah has honored with roles of qiyada, roles of leadership, roles where thereby being placed in authority. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ أَتِي رَسُولُ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger and those who have been given the amr, the affairs of leadership amongst you. Because this is also from the ata of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated to have said, إِذَا آتَاكُمْ كَرِيمُ قَوْمٍ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. If a person of a nobility comes to you, then honor them. And this is nobility of what? Of this world, and the nobility that points to the ma'na, the nobility of the spirituality as well. And so this is the way of honor. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from those who He enters into His da'ira, His abode or His circle of those He has granted His special honor to, by honoring them with love for Him and love for His Messenger. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they be able to then mirror this love and this honoring to the entirety of creation, and that we call, and that we become people who can call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with every facet of our being. And with this, we ask Allah the Almighty to bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness this ability, and we ask Him to make us real human beings, those devoted to Him. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from those who are obedient to those He's placed in positions whereby we have to be in obedience towards them. I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.